Okay. How God Gives Us Chocolate. Written by Henrietta D. Gamble. Read by
Mommy and Philip.
Very good. God gives us sweet brown chocolate to eat and enjoy. We can have chocolate candy, cake, ice cream, pie, even chocolate milk. What's your favorite kind of chocolate?
Bunnies.
Yeah, chocolate bunnies. Chocolate comes from only one place in the whole world, down near the equator in the middle of the earth. The chocolate trees grow there in the jungles, where it's very hot and wet and sunny all the time. God gives the jungles lots of rain and warm sunshine and good rich soil. Then the chocolate trees began to grow tiny buds on their trunks and branches. And the buds burst open and tiny little flowers appear. And they bloom for a short time and then they fall off. And where each flower was, a small pod starts to grow. The pods grow big and long, and soon they kind of look like watermelons hanging from the chocolate trees, but not watermelons, they're brown, like just big melons. And inside the pods are lots and lots of white seeds. Yes, Philip, chocolate seeds are white at first, and later they turn to chocolate brown. At the harvest time, workers use big sharp knives cut the pods from the trees and then open them up and then place the white beans in the sun to dry. And slowly, very slowly, the white beans turn a rich red-brown color. Then the chocolate beans, when they're all dry, are put into large bags and off they go to the chocolate factory. And at the chocolate factory, the chocolate beans are cleaned and separated, and the little beans go together, and then the big beans go together. And all of the beans, big and little, are cooked by roasting. And as they roast, the shells crack and fall off. Roasting causes the chocolate beans to turn a dark, dark chocolate brown. And then at last, the smell of chocolate comes from the dark brown beans for the very first time. I like chocolate chips in my cookies. Next, the roasted chocolate beans are rolled between huge, big rollers, and the beans crack into thousands and thousands of little pieces called nibs. And the little nibs don't stay nibs for very long. They are ground and smashed and squished and squashed by another big machine until there is nothing left but thick, dark chocolate syrup. Sometimes milk and powdered sugar are added to the syrup to make it taste even better. And now comes the most important step in making chocolate. It's called conching. The conching machines have big, heavy rollers that beat the chocolate and move it back and forth for several days. In fact, the longer the conching time, the better the chocolate tastes. Can you see why conching is the most important step in making chocolate? It makes it taste good. Now, after conching for several days, the creamy chocolate is poured into molds. Now, some candy molds are big, some are small, like Hershey's Kiss.
And then some are shaped like rabbits, you know, for Easter, like the kind that we like, bunnies. Or even a ball. The molds are cooled and the chocolate shapes harden. And then slowly and carefully, the molds turn over and empty the brown chocolate treats. Then the chocolate bars and special things are then wrapped in paper, put in boxes, and sent to the stores. And they are ready for you to buy and eat. So we say thank you, God, for chocolate so sweet, a dark and rich, wonderful treat.